Bienvenidos a The Broadway y a la Gran Vía. Hoy comenzaremos a escuchar el musical titulado Bye Bye Birdie, una obra estrenada en Broadway en 1960 con libreto de Michael Stewart, letra de Lee Adams y música de Charles Strauss. El argumento es una sátira de la sociedad americana de finales de los 50. En concreto, se inspira en el fenómeno popular de Elvis Presley y su ingreso en el ejército en 1958. La obra tuvo una gran acogida en su estreno, ganó un premio Tony y actualmente es una obra que se suele representar en los colegios e institutos norteamericanos. Entre el reparto encontramos al actor, cantante y bailarín Dick Van Dyke en el papel de agente y también de compositor de las canciones, Albert Peterson. La trama comienza con la preocupación de este agente Albert Peterson debido a que su representado y superestrella del rock Conrad Birdie es obligado a presentarse en el ejército. Albert y su secretaria, la dulce Rosie Álvarez, tienen un plan. Antes de marcharse, Conrad Birdie dará un beso a una joven afortunada entre su numeroso club de fans. Además, lo hará en directo en el show de Ed Sullivan. La elegida, por la suerte, es Kim McAfee, una chica de 15 años de un pueblo llamado Sweet Apple en Ohio. El resto de las adolescentes de este pueblo comienzan a chismosear cuánto tiempo durarán Kim y su novio Hugo Peaboy, bueno, al saber que va a ir la superestrella Conrad Birdie a darle un beso.
Harvey Johnson, can I speak to Penelope Ann?
Is it true about Kim?
Penelope?
I was doing some help.
About the prom?
I was quite right off.
Friday?
I can't talk to you now. My daddy!
You know it, man.
My daddy!
It's crazy, man.
My daddy!
You know it.
It won't last. Not at all. He's too thin. She's too tall.
Hello, Mrs. Mill. This is Harvey Johnson. Can I speak to Deborah Sue?
Hi, it's Hugo. Hi, it's Cupid. What you wanna go get me?
Hey,
you be
there.
Bust your
marbles.
Are you dying?
Hello, Mrs. Garfine. Is Charity home from school yet?
Did they really get pinned?
She saw
him.
She let him, if you gotta go, that's the way to go. Then you're on your own, then you really go. What you gonna do, what you gonna do? Oh man, oh man, oh man.
Oh
man,
oh man, oh man.
Do, 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 do,
Antes de partir desde Nueva York, Conrad, Albert y Rosie son asaltados por una multitud de histéricas fans del cantante. Dos de ellas están especialmente tristes porque para cuando Conrad haya regresado de la guerra serán ya demasiado mayores para él. Pero Albert les pide que sean optimistas.
Gray skies are gonna clear up, put on a happy face. Brush off the clouds and cheer up, put on a happy face. Take off that gloomy mask of tragedy, it's not your style. You'll look so good that you'll be glad you decided to smile. Pick out a pleasant outlook, stick out that noble chin. Wipe off that full of doubt look, slap on a happy grin. And spread sunshine all over the place. Just put on a happy face. Put on a happy face. Put on a happy face. And if you're feeling cross and bickerish, don't sit and whine. Think of banana splits and licorice, and you'll feel fine. I knew a girl so gloomy, she wouldn't laugh or sing. She didn't listen to me, now she's a mean old thing. So spread sunshine all over the place and put on a happy face.
También los periodistas y otras adolescentes preguntan a su agente cómo es realmente Conrad Birdie, y Albert responde que se trata de un chico americano sano y normal.
Hey Conrad, how about answering a couple of questions, like how do you feel about having to go into the army?
How does he feel? You ask how he feels? He's much too shy to tell you, so I'll tell you how he feels. He feels brave and eager, strangely humble, proud to be a plain GI.
He will gladly face those bullets, for he's not afraid to die.
Oh, he's a fine, outstanding, patriotic, healthy, noble, American boy.
volunteered. I thought he was drafted.
And he appealed three times.
Sing. We love you, Conrad. Oh, yes, we do. We love you, Conrad. And we'll be true. When you're not near us, we're blue. Oh, Conrad, we love you.
What's the pitch on that Hollywood starlet, Conrad? Are you two engaged?
There's absolutely nothing to the rumor he's engaged.
She's a real pal, like a sister, but it doesn't mean a thing. And that 18-carat diamond, it was just a friendship ring.
For these are part of standing, patriotic, helping all the American boy.
Then why was her husband so mad?
Sing! I'll never forget the first time Conrad found out he'd been inducted into the armed forces. Mr. Peterson, he cried eagerly, do you think I can get assigned to the frontline trenches? And in that way, I can get me one of those dirty Jerrys.
Albert.
Or whoever's dirty this time.
Hey, Mr. Peterson, give us the real scoop. Is Conrad still drinking a lot?
Now listen here. This gossip must stop. He goes to church each Sunday and he doesn't touch a drop.
He's as decent as a minister. He's as sober as a judge. He subscribes to every charity. And his hobby's making fudge.
Oh, he's a fire-standing, patriotic, helping all the American boy.
Is it true that you found Conrad in a reform school?
Through. I'll tell you where he came from. Here's the story, and it's true. He was born in Indochina.
He was born in old Virginia.
Son of missionaries there.
On a 1,000-acre farm.
Very poor and very hungry.
From a line of wealthy planters.
What a cruel life to bear.
Full of genteel southern charm.
Soon he drifted down, down,
in the
down,
evening by the river.
To a waterfront saloon.
In the moonlight he would croon.
That is where I heard him.
That's where Conrad started singing.
Underneath the Hong Kong moon.
Beneath that old
plantation moon. We love you, beautiful, most patient sun. Your amber waves of rain. America, America, God sent his grace on him. For
Conrad es recibido en Sweet Apple como un héroe. Y claro, el pobre Hugo, el novio de Kim, se siente mal porque cree que ella le va a dejar después de besarse con la superestrella del rock. Pero Kim le asegura que es el único hombre que ha querido en su vida.
Forever and ever. One boy. That's the way it should be.
special guy, one guy to be with forever.
Y bueno, aquí llega el momento de la actuación de Conrad Berdy en este pequeño pueblo de Ohio que hace enloquecer a todas las chicas.
You gotta be sincere. You gotta be sincere. You gotta feel it here. Cause if you feel it here, well then you're gonna be honestly sincere. If what you feel is true, really feel it, you make them feel it too. Write this down now, you gotta be sincere, honestly sincere. Man, you gotta be sincere. If you're really sincere, if you're really sincere, if you feel it in here, then it's gotta be right, oh baby. Oh honey, hug me, suffer. In everything I do, my sincerity shows through. I look you in the eye, don't even have to try. It's automatic, I'm sincere. When I sing about a tree, I really feel that tree. When I sing about a girl, I really feel that girl. I mean, I really feel sincere. If you're really sincere, if you feel it in here, then it's gotta be right, oh baby. Oh, honey, hug me, suffer. You gotta be sincere. We're gonna be sincere. We're gonna be sincere. We're gonna be sincere. We're gonna be sincere. Conrad se convierte en huésped en la casa de los McAfee y Harry, el padre de la niña afortunada Kim, desea asistir al plató del show de Ed Sullivan junto a su hija y también el resto de su familia. Hugo está terriblemente celoso de Conrad. Ya en el escenario televisivo, Conrad canta One Last Kiss y justo en el momento en el que se va a producir el beso entre la estrella de rock y la jovencísima fan, pues Hugo entra en el plató en directo y golpea a Conrad en la cara. Con esto termina el primer acto y también termina este programa. Y dentro de 7 días les esperamos aquí de nuevo en The Broadway a la Gran Vía en Radio Sefarad para ya concluirlo. Les esperamos, no se olviden. Oh, one last kiss. Oh, give me one last kiss. It never felt like this. No, never felt like this. You know I need your love. Oh, give me one last kiss.
One more time, oh baby, one more time. It really is sublime. Oh honey, it's so sublime. You know I need your love. Oh, give me one last kiss. Give me one last kiss. Give me one last kiss. Oh, one last kiss. Oh, give me one last kiss. It never felt like this. No, never felt like this. You know I need your love. Oh, give me one last kiss. One last kiss.